Welcome to Virtual Seminar University, sponsored by Sam's Club. Today's Tuesday tip is about email marketing best practices. This tip comes to us from Janine Popick. Janine is the CEO of Vertical Response, the leading self-service email marketing company for business and career success. Whether you are new to email marketing or a savvy veteran, there are certain policies you should follow to optimize your campaigns. Call them the commandments of email marketing, or call them best practices. Here are a few ideas to improve your delivery, open, and response rates. Things you should do. Make sure you have been granted permission to email your recipients through an online opt-in process or have been provided specific permission offline. Developing a positive relationship with your recipients is the most important step you can take to help your mailings reach their inboxes. Ensure the mailing is clearly labeled as coming from the person or company that has a relationship with the recipient. If you use a from label that a recipient doesn't recognize, it may cause them to unsubscribe, even if they're actually interested in your services. Give your recipients an easy and obvious way to opt out or unsubscribe from your mailings and remove them quickly from your mailings if they have already done so. It's the law, and it reflects favorably on your business when you act in a responsible manner. Make sure your subject line reflects the content of your email. When recipients think they're being tricked into opening the email, they often become resentful and unsubscribe in mass numbers. Provide a valid postal address in each email message, as well as an easy way for recipients to contact you. It's the law, and it provides another avenue of communication with the customer, which is another opportunity to prove your worth. Only email your recipients' content that is relevant to what they've requested. If you start emailing irrelevant offers, they're more likely to unsubscribe. Remind your recipients where you obtain their contact information and why they are receiving your message. Sometimes people forget that they signed up to receive your email, especially if it's been a while since you've last communicated. Ask your recipients to add you to their address book so they recognize your messages when they arrive. In many cases, once you're entered in an address book, your images will display properly and your emails will be directed straight to the inbox, not into the bulk folder. Combine both images and text in your emails. Then, if graphics are stripped from your emails due to the recipient's preferences, at least they are left with text they can read. Thanks, Janine. Sam's Club members can take advantage of valuable services to help build their business, including merchant credit card services with no application fees, low rates, and a low monthly fee of only $4.95. For more information, visit samsclub.com. We hope you join us next week for another Tuesday tip. On behalf of Virtual Seminar University, sponsored by Sam's Club, thank you for listening.